Adelaide's China Roses have released their latest single, Daytona, ahead of their EP launch, scheduled for later this year. Jess from the group spoke with Zoe Canatus about the origins of the song and what's coming up for them in the future. She began by asking what's been happening with the group recently.
So, hello, and thank you for having me. So, just been working on our EP, and just with the Daytona, we've been writing it. Like kind of coming back to it and doing a little bit more and leaving it and a little bit more. And I'm like, I think it's ready to be released.
So Daytona, which is your new single, that is the whole reason why you're here.
Yes.
Is that off the EP?
Yeah, we're going to pop that one on the EP, hopefully. That'll be the next thing that we do. I feel like I'm always talking about the EP, but I don't know. I think we've actually got some decent songs now.
Cool. What kind of vision were you hoping to achieve or say? What did you want to say to the world with the EP?
Just a collection of thoughts, really, like the things that you don't say out loud I always put into music. So
yeah, you're very good at like pairing very thoughtful and emotional provoking songs with very happy music.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, it's like a little recipe that we have, like, because I feel like I'm gonna get deep for a second.
Please do.
Can't help myself. If you think about things, but then you have happy music, like everything's a vibration. So I don't know. I feel like you kind of fix that or you change that somehow. But I don't know. That's my little sprinkle of magic.
And I think the last song we heard from you was it Outer?
Yeah.
I loved that song so much.
Thanks.
They all kind of feel a little different. Like yeah. Every song feels a little different. It's yeah. Almost like a smorgasbord of China Roses.
Yeah.
What with the EP, I mean, I'm dying to know when it's going to come out, but...
I'll tell you. You'll be the first one to know.
Really? Nice. It's going to be soon?
I'm going to say soonish.
Soonish. Cool. So what I was going to ask is, the first time we spoke was very late in 2017. How do you think China Roses has come since Spiritual to now?
Stylistically, like every song I think we put out, we're like really building, like we're building on the last one. So I feel like every time it's kind of evolving. So the EP is going to be a mixture of some songs we've written a while ago and some new ones as well. So, yeah.
What are your plans for the rest of the year? Do you have any gigs planned?
So on the 1st of August, we've got a gig at Lion Arts, and where Kirby's going to be supporting us and Lonely Speck as well. So really excited about that.
That's an amazing lineup.
Really talented artists.
Yeah. How do you feel? I mean, that's incredible. Both Adelaide, aren't they?
Yeah.
How have you felt? How do you feel like since China Roses has started, how do you feel the Adelaide music scene has embraced you?
Everyone's really supportive. Like everyone's very different. I don't feel there are a lot of artists that are in the same category. So I think it's easy to support each other, even if you are kind of like not competing against each other. I don't know. You always just, it's really cool doing a gig with like different artists because you all bring something different like to the table.
Do you think China Roses brings to the table?
Pietro's production's really cool. Like, he's so good. It's pretty cool working together because he is very, like, structured and, like, really good at, like, that sound engineer kind of aspect of, like, creating the perfect sound and all of that. So it's really cool. And I'm more of like, oh, I've got this like visual for this song. So we're very like yin yang, but I think that makes a good team, which is, yeah, cool.
And you're here to chat about Daytona, your new song. Yeah. Can you tell us what is it about?
So it's just about like the little mundane things in life and just like, yeah, like thinking, like speaking about thoughts. Name of the song came from, I was like trying to think of some happy like memories that I had and then I always remember like going and racing like on like the Daytona like race car machines in like the fish and chip shop or wherever we were with my brother, just annoying my mom for like all the gold coins. So it kind of like the name, I kind of thought of the name before, I don't know, it was like probably a couple of years ago, I was like, I really want to name a song and like write about that. And so it's kind of, yeah, kind of just came about. It kind of, it's not in the song, but I don't know. It's just a cool story, I guess, that I should put in another song, not called Daytona.
And where do you create most of your songs?
Usually I spend a lot of time in my bedroom. So I think I was just sitting there thinking about things, and then I was like, wow, like, I don't know, my brain's so interesting. Why am I thinking about these things as well? And so, yeah, I just felt like I was doing a lot of meditation at that time as well. So I just thought, well, I'll just write these things down and make a song out of them.
Do you find that songs come easily to you?
Yeah, usually I don't need to think about them at all, and I kind of feel like I cheat a lot because I don't think about them. It just comes. I was telling my friends on the way to Second Valley, and they're like, so how do you write your music? And I'm like, it's different kind of every time. But I just was talking about like lyrics and like a melody, and then I just said, and then it just comes to me, and they just started laughing. They're like, oh my gosh, that would not happen to me, like that part of it just coming to me. Like, they're like, oh, so professional. So yes.
Was Daytona one of those songs?
Yeah. Well, I was actually in the back of the car, and then I just hummed a melody, and they said, are you listening to yourself? And I was like, no. And then I just explained like what I was doing. But they were laughing at me because they thought I was listening to my own song.
Jess from China Roses there, speaking with Zoe Canatus about their latest track, Daytona.